You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday on this program, we introduced you to Erie County, Pennsylvania, where last November voters went Republican for the first time since 1984. We are starting off a year-long reporting project based in Erie that we're going to call The Big Promise. We're looking at what happens in a place where the economy's changing, and those voters are counting on the promises President-elect Trump made during the campaign. Today, Kai Rizdahl visits Union City, Pennsylvania, population 3,300, in the rural outskirts of Erie County. Here's Kai.
In small towns like Union City, there is always a place where the locals gather. Here, it's Madonna's Restaurant, where the motto is enter a stranger, leave a friend. Tanette Diffenbacher moves between the tables, refilling coffee mugs and greeting her customers.
My little love muffin, how are you doing today?
Tanette owns this place with her sister, and like a lot of the people we've met, she has lived in Erie County all of her life.
Can I ask you how you're feeling about things?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, they're going to think about the little people. You know, tax-wise, economy, I get some jobs in here, you know, stuff like that.
How do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I'm not real sure how that's going to happen. I'm not real sure. There's just so many things in this town that are now gone. You know, there used to be several big businesses in town.
Union City once called itself the chair capital of the world. Manufacturers and big ones, too, like Ethan Allen, made furniture here and boats and tools as well. But most of those companies have left, taking hundreds of jobs with them.
You know everybody in town? You must know everybody in town.
Well, more or less, yeah, just about. Good and bad. Yeah.
You got lots of folks coming in like those guys do in the mornings just to sit here and chit-chat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's affectionately known as the Troyer Table.
8 o'clock every morning at the Troyer Table.
Good morning, everybody.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's Norm Troyer.
I'm the local realtor at Dial Realty.
His brother, Merv.
I was a dairy farmer.
He owns all the land in the town.
Yeah, he's
making all the money. You and your brother.
I just pay all the taxes, that's all.
Blaine Blakesley.
I've lived here my whole life, and I am a taxidermist.
There's William Mitchell.
I dabble in the oil and gas industry.
You dabble?
Yeah.
He dabbles.
I have a few wells.
And finally, Bob Glenn.
Fourth generation funeral director for 43 years. And I guess one-time moderator of this wild group here.
It's not hard to imagine that the guys at the Troyer Table are having some of the same conversations that are happening all over the country.
The election was revolt.
Absolute.
Absolute revolt. The people are revolting.
How you feeling, though, about, we're about to set off in a new era, I guess you might say, in this country. I mean, it's an interesting time to try to be running a little township over here.
I feel there's hope.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about the guy they just recently elected. We'll wait and see.
That's why we have a difference of opinion at this table.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Go ahead, Bob.
He can show his golden palace where he lives and talk about how rich he is and all this and that, but he's never made an effort to pay back the companies that he left bankrupt. That's where I kind of have my reservations, specifically because he's come out and said, well, we're going to keep jobs in this country. And if he's done things like this, I don't know how he's going to keep jobs in this country.
That's the promise he's made, though, right, gentlemen? I mean, the promise he's made is correct. We're going to bring them all back.
We're going to give him a chance.
Lesser of two evils.
He's our man now, and we're going to stand behind him.
He's going to run government like a business.
Exactly.
That's correct.
That's why I'm encouraged.
When our government starts handling the government like we handle businesses, and not like some pork barrel, we're on our way up.
So this is kind of a depressing question, but is it too late?
Not if there's hope.
No. No, I don't believe it's too late. There's always hope.
The coastal areas, they have their cozy little deals going on. But you don't make $30 an hour in our town, more like 10, 15, if you're lucky to have a job.
It's that economic disconnect, Norm Troyer says, that made Donald Trump popular in places like Union City.
This revolt that has taken place, and things are happening. You have seen Mr. Trump, even though he's not in office yet, make some very bold moves. He made one just today. Ford is not going to Mexico. Those are big things. you know, he's going to get lambasted in the press about it. He's going to get beat up about, what are you doing? You're not in office yet. Boom, boom, boom. But, you know, he represents more of us, the common, ordinary person. We have to hitch our wagon to that hope that this revolution can bring something to us. I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats. I'm talking about us, all of us.
Outside the restaurant, down on the other end of Main Street, there is one of those signs welcoming visitors to town, a sign that Brian Maynard says pretty much sums up what happened in Union City.
Down by the diner, right across the street from the diner, there used to be a chair.
A giant chair.
Yeah, it was the welcome chair for Union City because we were the chair capital of the world.
Brian used to work in some of the factories that made those chairs.
As things started to go downhill a little bit, then we replaced that with his boat because we also made boats there.
It's a big boat.
And then after they quit making boats there, then we put a little plaque there with a list of all the businesses in Union City.
Yeah.
And when the businesses started going under, then now we've just got a thing that says Welcome Union City.
Welcome, that's what I saw on the road there this morning.
Yep.
We take a walk around town, past a Family Dollar that's closing, past vacant buildings.
What's this Parker building, do you know?
And relics from better days.
Yeah, that used to be, I used to work there. That was Ethan Allen.
Oh, wow.
Now he works the night shift at a potato chip factory making $10 an hour. He runs the Union City Historical Society, too, and he DJs at the local radio station, classic rock, mostly.
So you're almost 60, right?
Yep.
You going to retire ever, or you're just going to keep on working?
Oh, we'll have to see how it goes. You know, I'd like to be able to retire sometime, but I'll probably have to hit the lottery to do that.
Brian's a Trump voter.
Fiercely proud of it.
Because he believes Trump is going to bring jobs back to Union City, which, it turns out, puts him at odds with some of his family.
Hey, there's my dad right there.
Is that your father?
That's my dad.
We got to go say hi. Mr. Maynard, Kai Rizdahl, good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
You've been around for a while, Mr. Maynard.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
85.
What do you make of the results of the election and how that went?
I'm a Republican, but I voted for Clinton because I looked at the people that were supporting Trump, that the language that they use, the gutter language they use on the streets today or in public or wherever, was exactly what Donald Trump was feeding. They went in lockstep with him because they called him one of my own.
Now, you know, you and your son disagree here.
I know. Sure we do. Yes, we do.
Yep. Respectfully.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So here you have your son.
Yeah.
He's gotten laid off from one, maybe two jobs?
More than that.
He's working third shift at a potato chip factory.
Right.
So what do you say to him about the economy today and his odds of getting by? He's a 59-year-old man who's making $10 an hour on the third shift.
Right. Well, that making $10 an hour is a little better than he had, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't that a little better than he had? Isn't that right?
Yeah. It's better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Yeah, but Brian Maynard wants more for himself and his hometown. He wants what he has been promised by President-elect Trump, things back to the way they used to be. Tomorrow, our series, The Big Promise, is live from Erie, Pennsylvania at the Brew Erie at Union Station. If you're in town, come on by.